Many Chinese writers who grew up during China's largely agrarian socialist revolution do not feel at home in today's capitalistic urban society. Not because they long for its return, but because their past seems to have been forgotten or erased. Unsurprisingly, perhaps, their recent fiction portrays people caught up in absurd states of limbo, often told by narrators who are neither dead nor alive. In Yu Hua's 2013 novel, The Seventh Day, a dead man wanders around his city like a stranger, joining hordes of other unburied souls who are also searching for their lost memories and sense of place. And as the man's past begins to emerge, so too does his grief, which he realizes was nipped in the bud long before it had had time to grow its natural dimensions. It's an eerie, suspended state echoed by other writers of his generation, Yan Lianke, Mo Yan, Su Tong, Ge Fei, Can Xue, who all find unique ways to depict people who are trapped in the often farcically unnatural dimensions of a present without its past. Sometimes referred to as the lost or perplexed generation, many Chinese writers born in the 50s struggled during China's reform and opening up period to come to terms with what they saw and what they did during the Cultural Revolution. As a result, the 1980s became a period of frantic literary innovation as therapy, exposure, sublimation, and critique, giving rise to genres that included scar literature, misty poetry, the philosophical root-seeking movement, and the dystopian avant-garde. And yet, following the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, this dynamic and cathartic high culture fever was also nipped in the bud before it had time to fully bloom. The political crackdown of 1989 meant that many Chinese writers who were already living abroad decided not to return, with some of them becoming the leading lights of a politicized diaspora, not entirely dissimilar to America's lost writers, Ernest Hemingway, Gertrude Stein, F. Scott Fitzgerald, T.S. Eliot, and later, James Baldwin, finding themselves in Paris or London. A monk from afar knows how to chant, so the Chinese saying goes. Distance offers clarity. It also offered the freedom to tackle head-on the political hot-button issues that authors who stayed in China either could not or would not touch. At least, not directly. One of these dissident exiled writers is Ma Jin, whose fiction almost always zooms into no-fly zones. Tibet in Stick Out Your Tongue, the Tiananmen Massacre in Beijing Coma, and the mass sterilizations and forced abortions of the one-child policy in The Dark Road. His latest novel, China Dream, hits President Xi right on the nose. It concerns a corrupt official trying to enforce a dystopian national brainwashing policy in which a microchip is inserted into people's brains to replace personal memories with a fictional version of Xi's communal China dream. Ma Jian's work is fearless and inventive, but it also carries the wounds of exile. The naked political agenda in his fiction is a poignant reminder that having had to live abroad for more than 20 years, he is ceaselessly compelled to critique the authoritarian politics that have cruelly prevented him from staying in China and writing about it firsthand. Compare his novel China Dream and Yan Lianke's The Day the Sun Died, neither of which were allowed to be published on the Chinese mainland. Both appeared in English translation in 2018, when they were confidently marketed as critiques of the China Dream. But unlike Ma Jian, Yan Lianke, who lives and teaches in Beijing, denied such claims. A direct connection to the China Dream was not what I intended at all. It would actually have been rather dangerous for me to go around writing a critique of it, and far too simplistic.